With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite multiple orders for them to disperse, diehard anti-Israel protesters at UCLA refuse to leave. In fact, they're reinforcing their barricades, and they're calling on more people to join them. In the midst of the anti-Israel, anti-America turmoil, there are some young people who are standing up for the USA, and they are not hiding behind masks, as the protesters are.
A GoFundMe fundraiser page that was established to thank a group of patriotic fraternity brothers who defended the American flag against pro-Hamas protesters at the University of North Carolina has raised over $300,000. The page was set up to raise money to throw a party for the guys in Pi Kappa Phi at UNC Chapel Hill. Country singer John Rich also posted on X, "I've made contact with the Patriots at UNC, working on a date to have a massive event to celebrate our flag and those who love her." The picture of the guys holding up the flag while surrounded by pro-Hamas protesters went viral. The protesters raised the Palestinian flag, but it was removed by police. When they tried to remove the American flag again, the Pi Kappa Phi guys stopped them from doing so. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Secretary of State Blinken continues urging Hamas to accept an Israeli ceasefire proposal. Hamas may give its answer today. Also at SRNNews.com, a bill repealing Arizona's long-dormant ban on virtually all abortions is expected to be signed into law today by Governor Katie Hobbs. Prosecutors at former President Trump's New York trial allege that Mr. Trump violated a judge's gag order 4 additional times. A hearing on that is scheduled before the trial resumes today. Mr. Trump was previously fined $9,000 for his refusal to be muzzled. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher so far. The Dow futures are up 120 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 135. The S&P futures 29 points higher. This is SRN News. A Canadian school gives a women's scholarship to a man.
Seneca College in Toronto has awarded the Angela James Scholarship to Franz Lagardis, a man who is living as a woman. Lagardis plays on the women's volleyball team and attracted attention earlier this year when he and 4 other males competed in a women's game between Seneca and Centennial College, dominating the action and keeping most of the female players on the bench. The scholarship is meant to promote women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas has some new pro-life laws. Starting July 1st, abortion doctors must ask women why they are terminating their pregnancies and report the answers to the state. It will also now be a specific crime to coerce a woman into having an abortion. A third law will offer both direct aid to pro-life pregnancy centers in Kansas, as well as tax breaks for them, as well as their donors. This is SRN News. A sea change in the rules governing a major Protestant denomination, at least in the U.S.
Delegates from the United Methodist Church voted 692 to 51 to remove a rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, unquote, from being ordained or appointed as ministers. The change doesn't mandate or even explicitly affirm LGBTQ clergy, but it means the church no longer forbids them. It's possible that the change will mainly apply to U.S. churches, since United Methodist bodies in other countries have the right to impose the rules for their own regions. The measure takes effect immediately upon the conclusion of the General Conference, scheduled for May 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Federal judge today scheduled to sentence a California scuba dive boat captain for criminal negligence after 34 people died in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019. More details at SRNNews.com.